Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Talk Land and Facebook Land, we're happy to have you with us. Yes, tonight is Alternate Wednesday, which Jimbo will be giving you extra info on, but it's a real fun way to make sure that folks on Facebook, especially those who can't call in because they're international, excuse me, have the chance to use Facebook Messenger where they can call in. I have a portal here, and they can call right in to the show, no cost. Jim will give you more details. I would like to remind all of you, we're using only ordinary playing cards for the readings being conducted here. This is the method that my grandmother, excuse me, I feel like I swallowed a fly.
All right, everybody, you shall witness a death live.
The way that my grandmother taught me all those years ago. I don't feel it's a gift. It's a skill. They're all highly intuitive beings. Many of us, though, just simply don't use it very much. I think of intuitive perception, the ability, psychicness, if you will, is like a piece of elastic. And some people never stretch theirs. And some people go, whoa, and they stretch it way out. It's the sense that tells you to take an umbrella on a perfectly beautiful day, or that tells you, I'm going to hear from so-and-so. I just feel it. And you do. So anyway, we're going to use ordinary playing cards for the readings. Please do not use personal prophecy readings, tarot cards, or with oracle cards, or any other system that's out. They're all wonderful. This is the we're using. Although Jimbo will be angel healing card, which you're working today.
It is the healing angel card. Yes, I would get to that indeed.
Okay, sounds good. There's a full colors, and it's what the same method, the same layout that I use in my private session with others. So those of you on Facebook, you get a pretty good look since you can see us in action. And bloggers, you're welcome to join us. It's open to the public. Very nice people there. And especially if you're going through something, the folks on Facebook that join us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page are very supportive, compassionate folks. So please join us. You feel the urge. Also, yeah, I'll only need a moment to lay down the cards for your reading. So just bear with me. If I see anything that seems away from your question, but still significant, I'll share it with you. All right. Otherwise, bear in mind, this is only a sample reading. You want to get more of the real thing? You can book a reading with me from my website, psychiclovedoctor.com. Then we'll do all sorts of layouts and get to as many of your questions as we can. Okay. So here you go there, Mr. Fantastico, Jimbo the Great. Yay.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also like to remind all the folks that are joining us tonight in various platforms that if you are international, let yourself be known, and we'll give you live international shout-outs. We'll do them here at the beginning. The folks are already here, but we'll do it anytime during the course of the show from those come rolling in. Right now we have Rachel, who's in Australia, the land down under the world, different day and season, all that crap. Yay. So I guess, Rachel, it must be fall there then.
Already?
As of yesterday, it was probably the first day of fall there, I'm assuming, because we had our first day of spring yesterday. So.
Oh.
All right. Here we go. Business. 515-602-9676. Number to call in, get in the queue, get your free reading. I recommend it's going to be alternate Wednesday, so we're going to go phone, Facebook. So the queue is really important for calling in. We had like a whole bunch of people right at the start. So, but you never know. It never hurts to get in the queue. And you can listen to the show while you wait when you do call in. That's a good feature, not stupid music, the show. If you have silence, something went wrong, hang up, call back. I keep track of the phone numbers in order when I first logged in and sat down and all that stuff. So if you did have to drop off for a minute, you wouldn't lose your place in line if it's just for like a minute because of technical difficulties. We will make a formal, clear, very formal announcements when we open the floor to Facebookers on Alternate Wednesday. Don't try to be early. Don't try to jump the gun. Dink's not going to fly. We don't have a hold system, a queue system. So just wait for specific instructions. I can tell you in advance that when the floor is open, you will have to use a messenger call to Deborah Lee. And she types on here. So you can right mouse click her when you see her type in Facebookers and open up her page and do a friend request pretty quickly. And then just let her know that you did one. If you're not already a friend, because, oh, you must be a friend to Messenger. That is the rules there. And I don't make the rules. Facebook makes the rules. An international shout out to Terry Sue in the UK. Yay, Terry Sue. All right, but anyway, no matter how you're getting your reading, when you hear the harps has a couple meanings. The one that's going to really matter on this kind of a show, it's action-packed and timed. It's the end of your reading. Let it end, please. Please, 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 please. If you have unsolved more questions, you can make a private arrangement for a private reading by going to psychobobdoctor.com, where you just roll the dice and wait for another show and try to get in again. So those are your options. So please, when you hear the harps, let the reading come to an end. But do stand by, because as Ms. Deborah Lee mentioned, I shall give you a single card from the Healing Angel card deck. So it's going to be a very nice Healing Angel type of message. You will like it.
You will.
You will like it. You have no choice. You will like it. Now, if it was Rebel Card Friday, then I would say, damn it, you're going to like it. But today is International Day of Happiness. So be happy, goddammit. Right? And National Ravioli Day, those are pretty.
I've never liked it. Ravioli.
Well,
I don't know.
The real ones in a real Italian restaurant are great. The ones in the can.
Maybe that's all I've ever had.
That might be why. And they're not horrible, but they're a shell of what a real one is.
Oh, did you see up there?
Astrology Day, Alien Abduction Day.
There it is, folks.
Bock Beer Day.
Disappear from planet Earth, we would really like you to ask the aliens if you could at least send some kind of text message so we know we aren't going to see you for a while, okay?
So watch out for those aliens. They will abduct you. They will abduct you and do butt experiments on you. So
yes.
Before we go.
Okay, we have received some presents. We like presents.
International shout out to Catherine in Ireland. Linda Baya.
All right, we're going to share them now because Terry Sue is here, and I want her to see, I want her to see, as all of you see, the beautiful diamond art that she sent me. This is, of course, Blog Talk, you can't see, and I hope this comes, you're never going to get the real beauty of it.
You're never going to get it. Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa. Very sparkly, and you can tell she's done a heck of a lot of work on this. So this, I believe, is the Tree of Life, and she sent this. I'm looking for a really special frame for this. Yes, thank you so much, Tessa. We love it, and I wanted to show this while you're here in case you have to, you know, duck and go to bed, duck out. So, and Jim, thank you very much. I really love it. Can't wait to put it up. Jim has a present too. He received
On my head.
That ball cap from our very own Virgil.
That's really pretty. It's really high quality, too, let me tell you.
No, he recently, you know, sent him that fantastic looking
bike. I use that every single day at work. Every day. Everybody's like, wow, that's quite a cup. I said, yes, it is quite a cup. Yeah. Well, like I said, the irony of it is, being a Vikings fan, over the course of your life, you get lots of presents that are coffee cups. If I was an octopus, I wouldn't be able to wield all the Vikings coffee cups I probably have laying around. So but that's a Minnesota Vikings American football team. This was a real Vikings.
A real.
A rune glass. Yeah. Like it was really authentic looking. That was cool.
And that people are kind of jealous.
They're pretty cool about it. Yeah. It was lined with Crest 304.
And what does that mean?
Stainless steel. It's a 300 series stainless steel. Huh. Type of
so he might have had to spend a few rubles for
pretty
that.
Good. It's really high quality stuff, that stainless steel.
Well, I think that's nice.
And this is
don't
a Manchester
you?
City.
Yes.
It's the football club.
Football or rugby?
No, it's football club. That's what we call soccer. That's football.
That's nice.
It is. Well, it's really nice. Yes, indeed. From the English Premier League, a very famous league.
Yeah. So, Jim
my boss, actually,
what?
Her husband is like some big soccer fanatic. I'm going to use soccer now because I'm in the United States. And apparently, they sometimes will play exhibition games, and apparently the Arsenal are playing somebody around Philadelphia in April, and she's taken off because her husband wants to go see it, so they're going to go up to Philly and watch the exhibition soccer game for me. Two English Premier League teams. I don't know. One's the Arsenal. She said, I don't remember what the other one was.
So all of you minions can play.
So you got dead going for you.
Well, the cat's away. What?
So I got dead going for me.
Yes. So anyway, I thought that was very nice from Jim's special friend.
All right. Got anything else there to spew?
But later, if we get more people, I'm going to show my diamond art again.
You could have posted it somewhere.
Well, I haven't framed it yet. That's going to be a special.
It won't stand upright? Is it not rigid enough?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I did not know.
I mentioned before Jim moves on here, one of my sons has a wife that suffers terribly with schizophrenia. And diamond art struck me as something she might enjoy because she, you know, people that have this schizophrenia, they're like all messed up in their mind.
Yeah, and plus she can talk to it someday.
Well, she talks to everything. So,
right, so she can talk to her very own diamond art.
It occupies her time. So I just sent her, I inundated her with big ones and small ones. And since she's from Japan, I was able to find a lot of Japanese diamond art.
International shout out to Laura in Canada, our neighbor to the north, the Great White North, eh? Are you ready for action?
I'm ready.
All right, first caller who's been holding forever, 630, which is an Illinois area code, 630. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, welcome.
She who is not in Illinois.
No, you are actually in
our neighbor
North
to the south.
Dakota, no, not
North Carolina.
Yes. And Sammy, good to have you here.
Sammy. Oh, Sorry.
Okay. Lily, tell us what's happening.
Well, I got my I got my surgery date today.
Okay.
So I go for my pre-op appointment on Friday.
Wow.
So I'm happy about that. And the other day when you gave me the reading, you know, just so you know, like you said baby mama. There is a baby mama but it's not his kid. And then there's his mom. So there's two moms that showed up. And I just wanted to let you know, like, yeah, there is two different women there.
Okay. I think I was referring to the girlfriend who had a baby, who has the child. Wasn't it a boy? And she has exited the scene, hasn't she?
Well, yeah, because more evidence has been, like, I continue to produce more and more evidence. And the more evidence I produce, the more she kind of goes crickets, and so does everybody else, because their story is not looking very believable.
Well, it seems to be a little hinky. from the start.
Oh, the dreaded hinky.
Yeah. And, you know,
yeah.
It was high profile, and yet you never know what's being swept under the old rug. So, okay. And where
so,
are we taking it?
Yeah. Where am I at today? Okay. So when this all first started, there was somebody that I was, a female, that I was working with all the time. And then she went ghost. And then after I started, like, putting more evidence out online, she resurfaced, okay? And she does bring a lot of information to the table, but I'm always very skeptical of what, like, people are expecting in return, or like if they're good people, or because you just never know, like, you know what I'm saying, there's always bombs waiting to go off anytime
there
you
is.
Turn around.
And you know, look at what happened to that whistleblower. I don't know the whole issue, but he got dead. Did he commit suicide? Was he bumped off? You know, sometimes these people out there are nuts. So
maybe his life force was abducted by aliens.
Well, something happened. It was the day before he was to testify. So, okay. So tell me.
Like the story's picking up steam, and you know they want to piggyback off the clout. You know, so I'm just leery of this one person. I generally get very good vibes about it, but I also feel like there's a little bit of a hidden agenda there too, because they just went ghost one day, and it was like almost a year before they came back around. So anybody in my position would question that person's motive.
Well, I think, what do you want me to open the cards for you about?
To this person that I've been working with on the case, what their motives are.
Ooh.
Male, female, what's the scoop?
Female. Female?
Okay.
Split tail.
That is so
I mean,
rude.
She seems to know a lot. So she's somebody that's obviously close to the inner circle, but claims that she doesn't talk to his mom. Or so that's why I was trying to, when I started, I was like, just so you know, there's a girlfriend and then there, an ex-girlfriend and his mom.
I see. I thought it was very tragic that another one of that mom's kids died from drugs.
Drugs are us. Crack is whack.
Her daughter.
Well, it's a game you should not play.
But, I mean, she knew too much.
Yes, she knew too much about drugs.
Kimball, you should just stand up.
I know. I know.
I prefer to sit.
He could, but he'd need a few drinks.
Well, usually drinking doesn't make your standing any better.
Oh, my God.
God.
You're exactly right. She did know too much, and she was told to butt out.
Yep.
So there you have it. Yeah, and I wanted to know if you were going to hear from her again. I'm not sure. I think that she has to, you know, stay in the scenery.
Are we talking about two different people?
Yeah, kind of.
Cause
yeah.
The last
Are you
thing...
talking about two different people?
She's talking about your question now, not the chick that knew too much about drugs.
No.
She's talking about the one you're working with.
Yes, she was told back off. They wanted her... because she was starting to, you see, there was stuff they didn't want coming out.
Because she's working with her right now.
Even those pictures, no, that she has ghosted Lily.
Oh, has she? I didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But then she came back.
Then she came back.
Yeah, but is she back now?
She's been back for about 2 weeks.
Okay, well, watch out for her. Because...
you work with the mom or something?
Well, I think so. You don't want to be guilty by association with her. Okay? Because the mother was all upset when the pictures came out, you know, in the scandal sheets, the Inquirer and all
the
that.
The mom put the pictures out there.
Well,
the mom put the pictures on her Facebook.
Well, maybe that's where she wanted them to be, but they ended up all over the world. So anyway, just wanted to say to you, be careful. You know, you've got some sketchy people in your cards. And you're living very much on the down low. It'd be good for you to stick with one of your like pseudonyms, your names, your fake names.
Like your pen names.
Yeah, stick with them and keep the real you, you know, away from the limelight. Let's put it that way.
International shout out to Jeanette in Canada.
Hello, Jeanette.
And now for Lily, we have her angel card, a healing angel card, subject is compassion. When you show greater compassion towards yourself, the universe automatically responds by showering you with great blessings. So be good to yourself, and you shall be rewarded, too. Again, some people forget about themselves when they're doing things for other people.
Well, and also, I feel like what you are doing right now is putting a stick in a hornet's nest. And I think, from what I perceive, I think the mother has even been threatened. Okay, this kid, I never really knew who he was, just by his photo here and there. But that kid, that guy, he owed some money. And I wouldn't be surprised the mother paid it. So, anyway, go get your pre-op, checkup done. And check in with us before your surgery.
Yes, indeed.
Whenever that will be.
Yes, when is that date?
Okay, the 15th.
Oh, that's coming now. It's less than a month.
Well, just think.
Yes.
After that, you'll be out turning cartwheels and
dancing. That is nice to get that stuff over with, and move forward. All right, well, thank you very much, Lily. We appreciate you calling and holding and being
thank
patient.
You.
And being thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. Take care.
All right, indeed. Now is the alternate, so it's time to alternate. You're Deborah Lee, Facebook Messenger, folks. First one shall get through, and then we will take it. You must be friends with Deborah Lee, and if you're not, you can make friends easily. She types on here, and you can make friend requests and tell her. But anyway, the clock is ticking. Tick-tock.
Come
tick-tock,
to me.
Tick-tock. 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 Yeah, we'll only wait for a little bit of time, then we go back to the phones, but we will come back again because it's alternate Wednesday.
This is Facebook's turn.
It is indeed. I know it takes a little bit of time, so we'll wait a little bit. Takes a little time, especially if the folks are international. That could take even a little bit longer for that messenger to ring up over here. Over here. And we're at the mercy of the speed of our internet where you are at that moment in space and time.
I knew it was going to be
there you go, Deb.
Soon. Hello, my love. Where are you? There she is.
Hello.
Hello. Gosh, you look so young. She really does. I don't know what her secret is.
Maybe because she is.
But you are young, too.
That's a good reason.
She looks younger than...
Oh, yes. Make sure you always push that back so the legs fold up. Do that.
She looks younger than her years.
Keep grabbing the hot pan and get burned.
Boy, did you do a lot of, didn't you?
Yeah.
I remember having that much energy years ago. And then I could go and dance the night away.
Well, this is my living room today.
Oh, wow. Hey, that looks really terrific. Where are all the kitties?
My little one.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Cute. Boy, getting big. Have you seen that thing on Facebook with the tree branches? And they get, oh, if I had cats, I would have that.
If I had the space, I would have got it already.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm a bit quick for space now.
But it is really awesome. I think that it's close to, like, the real thing. Maybe they would stay out of plants then if they had their own tree.
I've had to move the piece, Lily, off my coffee table and put it in the kitchen, in the just trying to eat it. And I'm like, no, you can't.
And it might not be good for animals to eat those. I don't know. Well, I'm glad that you have a very green thumb and you haven't killed it. Like, if I get something real, I'm black as sin when it comes to growing anything.
To be honest, it's the first plant that survived.
Oh. they're pretty hardy, those peach plants, yeah. So what do you want me to look at for you, darling?
I was wondering if I could have a general.
Just about what you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
The general.
And she can do that. I've been reading this young lady's cards for several years now.
Has it been several years?
Well, I think it's been.
Has it really been several years?
Been 2020.
That would be enough for me to be several years.
I've been on the air over 7 years.
Well, you've been on the air for a million years. But yeah. But as far as, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, 2020. There you go.
I think I was 28. Yeah,
it
was 28.
Time flies.
Oh, and it'll only go faster as you get older. There's a thing, just really quick here for everybody. There's a thing that I read about in my metaphysical background, and it's like time is a funnel. And when you're young, remember going to school up on the ridge of the funnel? Forever to get through the school year. And then as you got older, you're moving down the funnel. And as you're getting really up in years, the funnel is, the hole is like that. It's tiny. So time starts spinning really fast.
Although I think the last year of school is your longest year.
Yeah, you do.
A lot of us can't wait to leave school and move on.
Oh, yeah.
But then you look back and you're like, oh, I wish I was still at school.
Didn't you join the army at some point, or you took...
I went on a week sort of like induction with the army, and then I rang up my mum on the Wednesday crying I wanted to go home. I didn't like it. It wasn't for me.
And they let you go?
Is it a sprint like that?
Okay. Well, we used to do like these really long, many mile road marches. And I mean, it was tough heading out, but when you got to like the last mile, that's when everybody was ready to fall out. They were complaining. Because that last mile is the longest.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
I ended up spending 6 years in animal management.
Oh. Oh. Bless your heart. Really?
I did a lot of work for fire animals and kennels and things like that. So
kind of used to make fun of the bless your heart phrase.
Yeah, but I don't use it like Southerners do.
I got you.
Bless your heart.
Right.
Which means...
Oh, look at you. You did dinner. Bless your heart, which means it sucked balls, but hey, you tried. Yeah, but I just heard you say it now. I'm like, huh. Okay.
Well, I really felt it.
I know. It was about something heartful. That's different. I got
there
you.
There is a big change coming for you. Now, this could just be an early sign where it's actually going to come later on. Sometimes things will pop up that are 5 to 10 years out in terms of the future. I see your mother here. When that happens, it's going to bring a big change to your life. I feel it involves a move, like to a different location.
Okay.
And that could, and that, see here, I don't know how to explain it to you because I don't know your geography well enough. How far is London from where you live? Where you live?
About three hours.
How many?
Yeah.
Okay.
About 3 hours.
That could constitute the type of mileage or mileage I'm seeing that you could move away to that. It'll tear your mother's heart out to see you go, but I think it's going to be something really good. And this is a glimmer right now of something that the future holds. Now, I'm not sure what it exactly would be. How is your husband doing since he got operated on by Dr. Evil. Remember, they didn't take care of him.
He's not better now. He healed it.
So is he better?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, something's in the wind for the future. And
can you mention that? Because we have discussed that.
Have you? About moving?
Yeah. Saying like in the future that we want to buy, like sort of get a holiday home on the coast.
Yes.
And we have planned.
Well, it could be a place that you visit quite often. So that is definitely here, and you love it, both of you. So maybe you have to bring Mama along with you, your mummy. Bring your own mummy.
Your mammy. Oh, mammy.
The only person that's keeping me here.
Is her?
Is my mum, yeah.
Your mum.
There's no way I'll go anywhere without her, I don't think.
Well, taking her to a vacation home could be very restoring for her. Health-wise, mentally, the age of starting birds. Not yet.
She is in a way because she's got fibromyalgia, so
okay.
She gets a lot of fibrofog, and plus she's going through the change as well. So.
Oh, how fun for mum.
Mum.
Okay, well, anyway, for you. Tell your husband, he's here, that he's going to have to forget about skydiving and bungee jumping and all that crazy stuff, because he might really get a new lease on life from all of this and want to start jumping out of perfectly good airplanes. Tell him, no, that's not on the agenda. I see that you could get very mad at him for wanting to get reckless. So, yeah, so that's in your cards. Also, there's a female here that you are not exactly thrilled with. Maybe a member of your social circle?
I can think of a couple.
Yeah, well, I can tell that you would attract, this happens. Women often that are very good looking will often attract female friends that could not be more fake. And a lot of it is so they can get close to, like, say, your men, your friends. You know, the males in your life, and they will use you. So, but you seem pretty keen on having a good perception about others.
I'm a good reader.
That's
so
good.
I know when something's off.
I've
met it before it happens.
We will work on your issues or your questions concerning the layout. That's
mm-hmm.
all coming. So don't put yourself into knots.
Hmm.
All right.
Okay.
All right, honey, we'll take care.
Oh, that.
Thank you so much.
All right. Your healing angel card subject is prayer. Prayer, that is. No matter how difficult the situation may seem, all is possible. Ask. We are listening.
Love
the
it.
Healing angels.
There you go.
What you got that going for?
I
yes, indeed.
So. All right, you take care.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
In love, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's just such a smart.
Area code 216. This is Ohio 216. Welcome.
Oh, that's Sharon.
Welcome.
Checking in.
It is Sharon.
Hello.
I got to turn my thing off. I have an affirmation to tell you.
Okay. I'm here.
It's so
all
bizarre
here.
Because last month when I called and you said something to me that I just blew off, and I'm like, I don't know what she's talking. That's what I said to you.
Okay.
You said you saw something so unusual in my cards. You saw an assessment fee, an extra assessment fee in my condo association. I don't know how you saw that. But just this week, we each got a bill that we have to pay. We need a new roof on our condo building. Can you believe you picked that up? That was the craziest thing anybody could have always picked, but you were correct.
Yeah, but I don't like to have to give bad news. And at the time you thought, that's not going to happen.
You didn't know the cost. You just said something with your assessment. You didn't know what it was. You didn't say money. But I just can't believe that. You also said I was going to have a new neighbor who's going to be a man. A new man moved in next door. I just can't believe.
Oh.
I swear to God.
Well, I'm telling you, these cards, man, they blow my mind constantly, even all these years later. So I'll just tell you what I see. And I'm really happy to hear. So, I mean, I'm not happy that you're going to have a bill. But
right. That is not happy.
Neither am I. But that's I'm just so grateful I can pay it.
Well, there was a woman in Australia that I would give. She was a client of mine, and I would give her readings. And I told her, there's something wrong in your the place where she lived. She said it was kind of an apartment building. I said, well, there's a problem in your building. I'm seeing a lot of water. And she said, no, that we have nothing with the plumbing, et cetera. Well, I heard from her a couple of weeks later, and she said, you will not believe this. There's a burst pipe in the wall, and there, because it's connected to my apartment, they're going to make me pay. And it was an exorbitant water bill.
It's crazy.
So,
I know.
And
but
I
thank
said,
you. Predicted.
Said,
I mean, for the life. Wow.
Yeah.
So my question
well, I told
is,
you.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
All
I'm
right,
ready.
My question is, tomorrow I have an interview for a different position in my company. Do you pick up,
ooh,
what do you feel, just what are the
all
vibes
right
you're getting? What do you pick up in the cards? If I don't get it,
well,
it's
let me
okay
ask,
if I get it, wonderful.
Okay. I want to ask you, how do you feel? Would you like this job?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
At least from what it's on paper, I would. What it says on paper.
I think that's been in your cards in a previous reading that you were going to have the chance to get a job within. I'd see you going places, Sharon, and I could have sworn we saw that you were going to move up.
You said that.
Well,
so we'll see.
I guess that's, you're looking at that same subject, yes? Because she has an interview, right? Within the company.
A little higher. Maybe a lateral to like a little itty bitty step higher, but it's more of what I like to do. What I'm doing now, I love the people. I do phenomenal in what I'm doing, but it's too entry level for me. I'm still getting paid great, but I shouldn't say that. I love my boss. But what are you picking up in the cards? My finances in this position or whatever you picked up, how's that? That's when you do the best.
Okay. I'm laying them out right now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Cards are going down. Going down.
Oh, I think they want to give it to you. That they already kind of want you to want it. Isn't that a song? I want you to want me.
A little Cheap Trick for
you. Yeah,
it.
I know.
And I think that it's a kind of already a done deal. So I think that you'll love it. Go ahead.
I worked with the people in my other department.
Yeah.
I worked with the department when I worked in my other department. There's a lot of work involved. It's a lot of trust work. Like, you know, people who have trust.
Sure.
Millionaires. Oh, okay. You know what I mean.
Well,
yeah.
You have an awesome reputation where you work. You really do. And I've always seen that. They hold you in very high professional and personal esteem. So I really think that, and I keep thinking we talked about this before, that you weren't going to be in that new job you have very long, that there was going to be something else coming along for you, and it wouldn't be, I just feel like I remember that.
When I first, God, you told me that when I first got moved there,
yeah,
you said, don't worry. That was when I first started. I was so upset that they moved me. I know. Yeah.
Well, I think this is going to be a marvelous change for you. I would be shocked, utterly shocked, if you don't get this job. Because I think they already, they're just going through the formalities, you know. And then to hear you say, oh, yes, I'd love to. Bingo, it's yours. Now, one last thing for you. Let's make sure that the roofing job on the condominium place is done well, because I think there's going to be leaks in your cards.
God, she's going the cheap route. I'll tell you that. When she told me how much each one is building, it didn't add up to a very expensive roof. But go on.
I think she's going to be sorry, and you're going to be pissed.
She's probably hiring illegal migrant workers.
I wouldn't doubt it. A lot of people do. You know, they barely speak English.
You pay them little wages. It's all cash under the table. You don't report it. Yep.
My dog's ignoring me. She's ignoring me. I'm not giving her attention.
All right.
Real quick.
Thank you so much. Call you again. You know I will.
Oh, yeah. Hold
absolutely.
On.
Here's your Archangel Uriel is the subject of a healing angel card. Oh, so this is from an archangel. A great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world. This is the union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter. Heart, mind, unite in harmonious balance.
Well, I see good things. It's going to be a very nice summer for you.
Crazy
coming
shit.
Up. Yeah. And remember, Darren, that new neighbor. So if you
does he have friends in low places?
So if he doesn't exactly tickle you, yeah, the new neighbor. If he doesn't tickle your fancy, he's got. And you might pass.
So funny.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes,
we shall be here.
Take
care and thank you for holding. Everybody has been holding since before the show even started.
No,
we appreciate that. It's that time right now. It is Facebook time, folks. Messenger Deborah Lee now. We'll have the door open just for a short bit of time, and then we shall return back to the phones on alternate Wednesday. For us, it is hump day. Halfway through the week. Well, actually, since my work day's over, I'm over the hump. Humpity hump, hump, hump. Tick-tock. Yep, just a few minutes. We always wait a few minutes because those international ones take a while to finally get all the way to our end. There you go, Deb.
There she is, Flora. Yes. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, not having a great day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 11 years ago today, my mom passed.
That's right, and I've got to tell you.
Yeah, what about you, Deb?
Same day. My father died on this day in 2007. So.
Not a good day.
Oh, but he was really interesting as he was entering the spirit world. I felt bad because he didn't connect with me. He always had a pretty difficult relationship, my dad and I. He would go, he didn't understand my way of life, I didn't understand his. And we would go years sometimes. But he passed away. And I was so upset that I didn't get to hear from him. Huh? That I was walking around, my husband was still alive.
I got it. It's all good. Don't leave it, leave it.
And my father started to act up in the house. First of all, the power went out. The furnace then fritzed after the power came back on. Then we lost the dryer. And pretty soon my husband's going, George, we know you're here. Leave us alone now. you're playing havoc with everything. But that's what I believe. He said, oh, you thought I didn't remember you? And so, I mean, seriously. Everything was going on and off. And so that was my confirmation. Okay. So I'm very sorry. Those of you.
I'm on the phone.
Those of you that have parents that have been really amazing for you. The rest of us, I think, are very envious. I have parents.
Well, when she was, I spent the night in the chair while she was fasting.
Yeah.
And she woke me up by shaking my shoulder
because
there was nobody else in the room. And I got out of the chair and got to her. She took her last breath. But it's still...
I know. Oh, honey. I know.
Anyways, I just want to know anything good coming in the next couple of months.
It's okay to feel those tears and that pain, that loss. It's a big one. I know I had the same thing happen with my late husband. And every time the anniversary comes around, it's like, how can I have to go through this again?
You know,
it's like it starts all over. So let's see what we can find for you. All right. Well, I'm glad you called. You know, I do enough crying on this show. I'd like when others share it with me, so I'm not the only one sitting out here bawling my eyes out.
You cry when the wind changes direction.
Yes, well, I've seen you cry a few times yourself.
At red lights and at upsets, sports upsets, if I lose a bet.
Or if he drinks too much sentimental.
About red lights and sports games
and
going
bad.
Dogs dying. That's a family member dying. I think that's kind of normal to get upset. All right.
Was that a sneeze?
No, coughing.
Oh, okay.
I thought maybe she stepped on an iguana. I didn't know.
I took the liberty of seeing if your mother had a message for you from, you know, the other side. She had a message for you. And here, your mom, she did have a sense of humor, didn't she? She is speaking to both you and your son. And she said, the two of you need to get off your, I don't think she's saying ass, but it's a word like for butt.
Yeah.
And she's saying the two of you need to get yourselves in a love relationship. She wants that for you both. With lots of blessings and healing, it would make her very happy to see you happy. So please know she's around. She's just on another level of, existence. She's here, but you can't see her, generally. So things are going to get better. I really feel you are moving towards your true destiny. And it's going to involve eventually here. You're going to move out of there. Okay. I want to say, let's say a year, because I feel like there's months on a calendar are kind of blowing by. And I feel a year from now, you're going to look back and be amazed at how far you've come.
Okay.
Now, for one thing, you have a calling that you have to fulfill, that you still need to, meet, of helping all the innocent animals that are out there.
I've been trying for 2 weeks. They're rounding up all our wild horses and slaughtering them.
Why? But is there a point?
Because an Indian owns them.
Oh.
He says he owns them, but they starve all winter in the mountains here.
And then come spring,
he hires people to round them up, and they beat them and try and break them. And if they can't break them, then they put them in a corral for a week or two with no food and water until the truck comes to take them to Alberta to slaughter them.
Well, I think that, in my opinion, that's pretty barbaric. But if your own government can't do anything.
No, because they're native.
Mm-hmm.
Indian reservation.
That's right.
Their own law.
Same as their dogs. They won't stay and neuter their dogs. They feed the puppies.
For target practice.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to, I'd like to do some target practice.
Yeah.
From what I learned in the Army.
Yeah.
Nothing like pegging off a few, you know what I mean? Of course, I shouldn't say that on Facebook. I'll end up getting jailed. So
lock him up.
Doesn't your brother and sister-in-law live downstairs? If they live near you, they have karma coming to knock on their door. Not sure exactly why, but they're going to suffer a big loss. I don't know why I'm whispering, but just in case, you know, you're under surveillance or something, I just wanted you to know you're going to hear that and he's going to be madder than a hornet, just mad about it. I feel like it's going to involve money. For you, you have a beautiful destiny ahead for you. You're just going through some paces right now. Here's what it is. You're taking some extra adult education classes at the University of Life.
Right.
And all you got to do is ace those classes, and you'll be running out the door into your own future. And listen, if I can sit here and have a smile on my face doing what I always dreamed of, you can too. Because if you knew my own personal history, you'd think, oh my God, how do you get up every day? Well, I do. And if I can dream my dream and have it, you can too.
Thanks, Deb.
You bet. I'll come and see you one day and I'll say, see, I told you so. All right, honey, you take care.
Okay. Thanks, Deb.
Sure. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
Oh, she's a sweetheart. A real sweetheart.
Guess I shouldn't even be breaking this deck out.
What? Did I forget her?
No, I rang the heart, but you kicked me to the curb.
Oh, well, she's still here. Laura, don't leave us.
It is, subject is heart and soul. When making your decision, take into account what your heart and soul are saying. Sometimes the mind can deceive us. Choose through love, not fear. All right, back to the house. This is what we do. Area code 520. Olisa.
Hello, you guys. How are you?
Up the volume.
Up the volume. We are just
type something.
To who?
Just type hi, everybody.
Why, what's going on?
Just do what I say and don't question me. Do as I say, my obedient slave bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Jimbo, your balloon never lands, does it? Yeah.
Or sometimes
okay.
The commands don't move. That's what I think.
What's happening? You're still funny in your voice.
Well, I think I might be, a little better because after I talked, I think after I talked to you, or maybe it was before, I was in town and I went to the nurse practitioner's office. They weren't taking calls for some reason. They were open. Anyway, I told them I need something. I need to be checked. Something's going on. So they gave me antibiotic, and now I'm climbing out of whatever I had. I don't know if it's from my grandson, whoever, whatever. So I'm climbing out of that, and then I just hold up here. And my girlfriend yesterday, as I mentioned, I had a lot of stuff going on yesterday because, you know, I think maybe the house might be selling, I think. I was doing stuff on the computer. And I had told her earlier, she and I had checked in with each other earlier. And I said, well, this is what I have planned today. I'm going to be tied up doing, you know, this stuff. And when I get tied up, I don't like people dropping in or messing up my brain power, or my energy. So, and I was organizing. I had someone here helping me. So it was a mad flurry. And so she calls me out of the blue. She says, where are you? She says, I need to drop this stuff off. I said, I'll go pick it up. No, it's too heavy. So I go outside, and it's interrupting my whole work energy, and I was very polite. You know, I couldn't find it. She had laid it in a yard. She'd gone to a secondhand store and gotten stuff, and I guess she wanted me to take it, whatever. So then I went back into the house, and I thought, I'm not going to blow up at this person. I'd given her a rundown of my morning that should be respected, and it wasn't. And then I called her and I said, did you get your errand done? She said, yes. And I said, I really like for people to call me before they drop in. And she said very angrily, I am sorry I bothered you. And she hung up the clicker. You can't slam it down anymore because it's all cell phones. So I'm in her.
That's right. Yeah, her. That's true. No more slamming to the phones. Those were the good old days.
If she is showing your property, you have a right to an advance notice.
No. It's another property. No. It's not this one. No, this is my home base. No, this individual is just someone I've been hanging out with and partying with and going hither and yonder with. And you know, she's a little bit disabled, and I've been helping her to the nth degree. And, you know, it's been fun. It's been exhausting, but it's been fun. And she just didn't respect, and that she would react that way. So I haven't heard from her last night or today, and I've been trying to get stuff done and take my antibiotics, and I'm thinking. And then my neighbor was yesterday telling me, are you going to go to this event last night? And I said, I'll think about it. And I just went home and crawled into bed, and I guess he went. And then this morning he was in my house 3-4 times because he was trying to, he said, finish up a kitchen project. And I guess I've been distant and disengaged, and that might be what you sometimes see, is that when I'm distant and disengaged, I get more attention from a neighbor. And it's been, and he walked in the first time, he said, don't talk to me, you always make me crazy, don't say anything. And I said, you're the one, so we're going back and forth. I said, you're the one that makes me crazy. You're the one that says this stuff. He says, I can't take anything. And he's been telling me that. He says, you just make me crazy. You drive me crazy. I said, I can't even say hello to you. I drive you crazy. So then anyway, he was in 3-5 times, you know, calling and coming back to look at the project to see if he had done it correctly. And that's been my day so far.
Wow, okay.
International shout out to Louise, who's also in Australia, land down under the other side of the world. Welcome, Louise. We have two Aussies with us.
Yes, that's nice.
From the bush.
All right, I'm laying your cards down.
Has it been shaved?
Yes, indeed. It is not a beardless clam. It is a clam with beards.
What are you talking about? The bush.
Oh, oh. Well, you get it, Deb? We made a little. We made it some little tangential connection here. Yes, indeed. Indeed, we have.
Boy, it's too bad he isn't aware of what we do with you on this show. I say because he's going to have an accident. I think he's going to trip and fall.
Is he going to trip over a big dildo in his apartment or
oh,
what?
Oh, no. Oh, God, I don't want any.
Yeah, I think he's going to trip over. He's going to re-injure himself. But I
no.
Yeah. So
it could happen to any of us, though, too.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could tell him you had a dream and you saw that he tripped and fell.
Yeah.
A bitch.
For sure. I will.
Yeah, tell him that way. He will believe, wait, just say, yeah, you took a ball and you are right back on your back, so be careful.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
I feel he is actually starting to move on from you. You've given him enough of a vibe that it's pretty much the relationship is just a kind of spiral down into regular friendship without all the innuendo, you know, and the glances, romantic glances and all that. It's going to just become a friendship. And the thing is, I think he's hanging out pretty regularly with that Queen of Spades I always see. Pretty much at the time connected to him. All right. Now, just remember now, you're in control of so much of this, and he has caused you to turn a corner in terms of your feelings. So I know you're quiet now. Hello, you with us?
Yeah. Well.
Well, you know what? I was telling a lady today, one of my regular clients, on the phone, I told her the best thing we can do when it comes to people who have hurt us, they seem not to recognize that they've hurt us. The best thing to do is let them off the hook.
Just I know.
Accept
you know,
them for who they are and move on smartly. Yeah.
No, that's right. I mean, but the way I was writing the script, which we can't control, is that I move on first. Then.
Oh, you are going to. And you're going to definitely come out of this pretty much unscathed. We'll put it that way. This is what you're doing is you are empowering yourself rather than being victimized, where he's going to make all the moves and just leave you licking your wounds, if you know what I mean. This way you're going to walk on your own 2 feet, and there will come a time you're going to look back. I know it seems inconceivable right now, but one day you're going to look back and you're going to think, what in the world was I thinking? Because he's
no,
going to
I
look
know.
So ordinary to you.
No, yeah. I know. I get it. I do get it. I just really, in my heart of hearts, I was just hoping that I would find the guy to kick the can with down the street, you know, and then I could just easily say sayonara. But I guess it ain't so.
He was hoping the replacement would come first.
I know.
That's the best case scenario.
But remember,
for everybody.
You chose not to go pursue one, which you could have found going to meetup groups, being up half the night on dating websites. I mean, desperados do find other desperados.
Desperados.
They do.
Little eagles for you.
You just aren't one. That's the thing. You just aren't one. And your cards are looking great. Like you really got some guns holding up my arms, like showing my biceps. You got some guns now. And let me tell you, that man is going to regret the day that he didn't treat you better. Because he wrote the end of this story himself. Okay? And you're just reacting to it. No, he could still turn around. I told you he was still going to try to reignite this relationship. And I can't tell you that won't happen. I think you probably could go back one more time until you are ready to put a period at the end of that sentence. Okay.
Well,
so,
I know.
Warn him. A decent person would let him know, hey, I had this crazy dream that you tripped and fell and got really
for
hurt.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I will.
And hopefully he'll think, listen. All right, Jimbo.
Stand by for your angel card reading, the healing one especially. And it's a good one because it's Blue Angel.
Yeah.
I, Archangel Michael, am here by your side. I am all around you and will forever protect you. Remember this whenever you feel fearful. I love you. All is well.
Aww.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, look for elderberry tincture. I can't say that word right. Tincture. It's got elderberry in it, vitamin C, and what's the Z word?
Zinc. Zinc.
Zinc. And it's a drop. It's got a dropper.
It sounds like elderberry sphincter, the way he almost leaves.
So take 2 droppers of it under the tongue, because if you just swallow it, it passes through your stomach and everything. But under the tongue, it'll be absorbed that way. And I am taking that now. And it's really doing amazing things. Amazon sells it. So you don't have to go, I forget the name of the company, but you'll see it right away. It's like a green box. This goes out for everybody. It's like in a green little skinny box. And it came, actually, when did you see that package? Early this morning?
What package?
From Amazon.
Oh, yeah. They must have delivered it like very silently at night, because it was there this morning when I looked outside.
Yeah.
In the dark of darks. The dark of darks.
So, yes, and give it a shot. It's all natural, especially if you don't like having to take all this, you know, Western medicine full of...
I find Jägermeister is a good placebo.
Is it?
It tastes a lot like NyQuil, so, you know...
Ooh, that's right.
It does. So I used to drink that when I just was so dedicated to going out and chasing the poontang on Saturday nights or something. I would have a beer and then maybe a little shot of the Jägermeister next to me, and a little placebo. If your brain believes it helps, then it helps, even if it doesn't.
I do have to vouch for him. I've gone out with him a couple of times in the past, and women run to him like he's a magnet. Seriously.
Wow.
They come up, you know, on the other hand, they don't know who I am and could have thought nothing of the fact that he might be on a date, which he wasn't, but they come up and they hang on him and kiss him. Ew, Jimbo.
What are you talking about? I was busy typing. I missed whatever she said. Whatever she said, that she's a woman, she probably embellished everything. That's all I can say, even though I didn't hear it. Embellish is a nice word to tell a woman she's a lying bitch. That's just all I'm just saying. Okay. Even though I heard nothing she said, I know nothing.
You and Virgil seem to be cut from the same cloth. I think the two of you could go out and rule the world.
Ruling the world is a big milestone there. There might be need a little intermediate milestone there first.
At least let's look at it this way. You could have, the two of you could at least get laid. All right? Maybe not run the world, but you could get laid. All right, so Lisa, stay strong. You know, let him come to you. If this man ever really cared about you, he would, this is what I've said before to other ladies in positions like you, he will want to be a better man. And if he doesn't, say la vie, right?
That's right.
He's already hammering it. Yeah, he's hammering at the door and bullshit like that. I was just not in the mood because I'm stuck.
He wants you to apologize to him. As ludicrous as that sounds. Because he wants you on bended knee, humbled, saying, me, Lord, I'm so sorry.
You might actually have to sometimes just say that out loud to his face eventually.
You might?
She might.
Why?
She might have to say, you know what? Quit banging on my goddamn door. You know, this is bullshit. Just because you fixed it for me doesn't give you the right to be a pain in my goddamn ass. All right?
And I have told him that.
Yeah, well, maybe you need to say it like really like a woman, like She-Wrath, anger, spit and saliva coming out of your mouth, fire in your eyes. So he gets the picture. Just like you look like Satan itself. Then he'd be like, whoa. He'd be like, oh, shit, she's serious. Like, he probably, obviously, he doesn't believe you. So.
Yeah, well.
All right.
He's right, so. Stand tall.
Stand tall.
That was a good song.
That was a good song. 70s, baby, right?
70s had some really emotional music. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Good luck
Thank
to you.
Thank you, guys.
You hope that your voice mends indeed.
You know what's happening? You are actually being prepared metaphorically for the real thing that's coming along for you. The real one. The one that's going to take you through to your life. Okay? So you may not feel the transition happening and you'll look back and you'll be like, damn, boy, I did come a long way. All right.
No, you're right.
All right.
Totally agree. He's been the scientific experiment.
That's right. Okay, you take care. We'll be back again for sure Friday.
Indeed we shall.
Okay, bye Friday for sure.
All right. Take care, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Take care. Welcome. Thank you for holding.
You too.
We're sorry to the folks we didn't get to. Everybody was like, millions. I got a scammer, Deb. Let it go if you see one.
No, it's Virgil wants to respectfully make a request.
Oh, I didn't see that. Well, I never agree to a request till I hear it because I'm not an idiot.
What?
You don't say, hey, can I ask a favor? Sure, anything. No, I never say sure anything. Well, you can ask. Doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
As a kid, though, we were raised to always say yes.
Well, yes. He said, can I make a request? Sure, you can make a request. You can make all the requests you want. We shall see what the request is before I agree. I do not agree to
Jeanette, night maneuvers. We're on a flight path with the Navy jets.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was actually pretty quiet. I mean, there was.
He wants you to wear it to work.
Well, I told him that. He already saw that. I told him I'm wearing it to work. Because there's a few people that actually are fans of this league. And we'll see. We shall see who they are.
Yeah. And
it's always a good experiment.
Very, actually, better looking ball cap. So you guys have class.
It is very high quality.
It's very classy.
It is not BS. Yes.
He needs a jersey.
No, I don't want a jersey. I'm not going to wear a soccer jersey or football jersey.
Why
don't. Because I don't. Don't do that. Don't. I don't even wear. How many times do you see me run around this house in a Vikings jersey?
Well, when the Vikings have played,
I usually don't. Do I? That's not my thing.
Hey, Virgil, while you're with us.
Now, hockey jerseys, that's a different ball game, but all my 500 hockey jerseys are in storage.
You missed this, unless you were here and we didn't know it. But I wanted to show it. I think she's gone to bed. Terry Sue.
She did say goodnight to us.
Yeah, you can't tell how beautiful it is. It's diamond art. It's not paint. Every single one of these are like a little diamond, I don't know, peg or something. She made that and sent it to me. See, Virgil, some people send me presents, too. This is all for Jim.
Shut hole. All right.
It is beautiful and very precious.
Yeah, I had something to say, but it has
that we're closing
my mind.
Up shop.
Well, we are. Yeah, that is. I want to give an international shout out. Sorry, Deep, we're closing up shop. Deep just rolled in. I can see his number on here.
Yeah.
International, Deep in the United Kingdom. Sorry, Deep, but we shall be back on Friday. We will indeed.
It is beautiful, isn't it?
It will be a longer show typically, so, yeah. We have things to do after the show, and morning comes early. Work.
Yeah, but please call us again. We're not about tomorrow night.
Probably not.
We'll see.
We never know about anything. Earth could explode. We don't know. Could
it's
get hit by a.
Time
could be a meteor strike at any time.
Usually at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, Eastern time.
About 3 p.m., I'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings watching NCAA basketball.
Oh, yeah, they're going to play hooky.
We're going to leave work early. It's a tradition. Mm-hmm. It's the first round of the 64-team NCAA men's college basketball tournament. Official round. There's some play-in games.
We will not. Because he'll come home lit.
I gotta come home lit.
You come home lit.
You know what? Deb was a village idiot. So nothing she could do about that, okay?
I can't believe that you said that.
No, because I don't come home lit from those college basketball things. So that would be why I said that.
Yeah, it's Manchester or City. What is
Manchester
it?
City.
Yeah.
Don't get it confused with Manchester United. That's a different team.
Oh,
you can't see the logo is too small to see on there. So, all right, well, you're back. So goodbye to the blog talkers first.
All right, blog talkers.
I guess the dog just laid down against the door.
Yes, blog talkers, please come to Friday. Join us then. We're going to drag out those rebel cards, and we'll be happy to partner with you.
Tonight, sweetheart, well, it's time to go.
Good night, blog talkers.